wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Looks like a girl with a broken smile.
Here at 105.7 CFW, we play the 80s, we play the 90s, and we just sprinkle some other stuff in there, you know, just to keep it exciting. We also have a giveaway of a lunch for two for you coming up right around 12:40, so be here with Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant.
I'm coming here, wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. Not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time.
Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Look into my eyes. Your heart
the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 is CFW. Check out the CFW Facebook page, especially if you haven't hit the road yet or you have company coming into town for Thanksgiving. We've got the breakdown of the best days, the best times during those days to do traveling to and from for Thanksgiving. So hopefully you can avoid some of the pressure on the road so that, you know, when you arrive at your destination, you're happy to be there instead of like, oh. You know, just those little things can make all the difference. Check it out on Facebook with CFW.
So slashed and torn.
Coming up at 3, it's The Drive Home with Jay Roberts. And don't miss Throwback Nation Radio with Tony Lorino tonight at 7, all on 105.7 CFW.
This workday is sponsored by Royce Roberts Realtor at Edina Realty. Find your perfect place. Just Google Royce Roberts Realtor at Edina Realty and make your dream home a reality. Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
89 miles from here is Rochester, Minnesota. Yeah. I know, but Lasker's has two other stores in Rochester. Yeah. And one of the stores is leaving its downtown location and opening a new store downtown in Rochester. So they're having a huge sale right now.
I know. And we said, what about Eau Claire?
What about Eau Claire?
So we decided we'd have the we're not going anywhere, but the other store is. So we're having a sale. Sale. You're going to save big on jewelry when you need it most.
Hooray! 1 carat diamond earrings, originally $29.99, now just $15.99. Sapphire heart pendant was $6.99, now only $3.99.
Our downtown Rochester store is moving, so all Lasker's stores are having a sale. It's a great time to visit Lasker's, but we think you should visit us in Eau Claire.
Eau Claire, Eau Claire, Eau Claire.
And if you're ever in Rochester, you should visit our other stores too.
Lasker's, across from Oakwood Mall and Lasker's.com.
CFW.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot.
set you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, set you hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Seven CFW.
105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
90s and more. It's 105.7 CFW during this holiday season. To all these Salvation Army bell ringers out there, I hope you raise a lot of money in those red kettles. And if you're walking past, it's a good way to make your pockets a little lighter. Throw your change in there, throw a couple dollars, feel good about the holiday.
Words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW. Thank you.
Dreams from the Cranberries on the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 is CFW. Typical Thanksgiving fare. Cranberries, stuffing, mashed potatoes, you know, the regular stuff. But if you're like, you know what? I don't know that I feel like cooking. I don't know that I feel like cleaning up after all these people. It's much nicer to have somebody else do it. I'm going to be honest with you. And I love my family and I love to cook. But the cleanup, it stinks. It really does. Even on a regular day, let alone a big holiday. So if you just don't want any part of that stress this year, why not head to a Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi restaurant? Try something different, right? They're open for lunch and for dinner on Thursday for Thanksgiving. They do take reservations, so you won't even have to wait. There you go. It's the area's first hot pot restaurant. And if you're, you know what? I've done this before where I've had to work on Thanksgiving. So we did Thanksgiving dinner on Friday. And this would be a perfect opportunity to try something new on Thursday. Let's hook you up with lunch for two. Now, you don't have to use this on Thursday, but you'll have the certificate and then you can treat yourself and one other lucky person. Lunch for two, Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant, just by texting in through the Civic Media app with CFW. This keyword, it's feast. F-E-A-S-T, feast. Very appropriate for this week. We're going to be eating a lot, and you will too if you win that lunch for two from Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant. Your keyword, text it right now. It's feast.
We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects, from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
It's the sound of a soda considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Wisconsin's gun deer hunt season underway, hunters are again being reminded about baiting and feeding bans to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. There are 61 counties across the state this year with active baiting and feeding bans due to positive chronic wasting disease testing, including the majority of the Northwest Wisconsin region. While the disease spreads naturally in the deer population, setting up bait piles in your hunting area can cause the animals to congregate in greater numbers and increases the risk of transmission. Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein is calling for the state to use its $4.6 billion surplus to invest in K-12 schools. A number of state officials have joined that call, including State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley, who proposed a biennial budget that included an additional $4 billion in new spending. The calls come in the wake of a historic number of school referendums being approved by voters in the November election. Hesselbein also expressed a willingness to use that surplus for a middle-class tax cut. A memorial for a Village of Cameron police officer killed in the line of duty has been completed and will soon be officially unveiled for the public. According to a Facebook post from the Cameron Police Department, the Hunter Shield Memorial will be formally unveiled on the morning of December 4th, honoring the sacrifice he and Officer Emily Breidenbach made. The two were killed in the line of duty after conducting a traffic stop of Glenn Perry, who then shot at both Officer Shield and Breidenbach, but was shot and killed as well during the incident. A new Auburn man will face a jury trial after entering not guilty pleas to multiple counts of theft. According to court records, 44-year-old Mickley Miller was charged with multiple misdemeanor and felony counts of theft after being accused of stealing several items, including a pontoon boat he later abandoned. Miller was charged in Barron County on May 31st, and the trial is scheduled to begin in March. He is currently being held in the Barron County Jail on cash bond and could face up to 3.5 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 if convicted. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
The sunshine breaks through. Feisty winds, though, out of the northwest, calming down by tonight. It's still slapping a wind chill on top of our highs, only climbing to the upper 20s. So we slide to the teens tonight. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with highs remaining below freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
CFW.
Loose. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
The 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. I'm going to head on out. Erin is in next. Going to assemble the baby gate that we're going to use to introduce my husband's dog to my cat when he arrives tomorrow. And I know that's weird to people. Like, what do you mean? Your husband's pets aren't your pets? No, my husband still lives in Ohio. We haven't done the whole merge of household things just yet. And I got this stray cat last summer that just kind of found me, so they're meeting for the first time, and I'm going to try the baby gate introduction. So I am leaving to go install a baby gate on the tour, and we'll see how that goes tomorrow. All right. Erin's in next. Have a good one with CFW.